Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Rad Reality Show. This is Christina, aka Freaky Mom. I took over the show because I tied Ron up in a corner. So we decided to do a Big Brother talk on just for fun. I got Paul on the line. He can say hello.
Hello. Hi everyone. I'll be in there shortly.
He's coming to the chat. He'll be there shortly. So we decided to talk about whatever you guys want to talk about.
How did you tie him up, though? I mean, did you
I put him in a white
chair? Or?
Yes, I did. I put him in a white straight coat and tied him to a chair.
And you put a gag in his mouth or something?
No, I decided to give him a set of headphones. So if he could figure out a way to call into the show, you know, I'll give him permission.
Did you leave him a bowl of slop to eat?
I left him a bowl of slop cookies, and hopefully that will suffice him, and he will be great. So, let's see. Let's say hi to people in the chat room.
Are you in there now?
I am. We have Alan's in there, and Boom Boom, I'm assuming that's Ben, and then myself, and Patrick, and Zach.
All right.
Deb was in there, but I don't see her.
Who?
Anymore. D-Cakes. She said hi to me, but then she's gone.
She probably refreshed to get the audio.
Okay. Well, this will be wonderful. I think we'll talk about what's going on in the feeds, and let everybody express the big happenings of today, the crying, the whining, the complaining, you know, all of the above.
Confrontation. Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah, no, you didn't.
I'm wondering if there is something else that is going on with Big Brother previous house guests that we're not seeing people in the room yet, but we don't need them. We need to talk about what's going on in this season.
Yeah, I want to talk about this season, not past season, not anybody. I want to know how these people are playing the game. I'm pretty sure we're having people log in one after another. So so you want to fill us in on... He escaped my hostage.
Christina, I told you you should have put the gag in as well, not just tie him up.
Oh, darn.
You know what? You know what, guys? This sucks. I'm sitting here on Skype. Hey, this is kind of cool, actually. I've never done it. Do I sound okay? I'm not in the chat room.
Loud, it is loud and clear.
You are nice and clear.
Wow. Because I've never done this before. So I'm totally lost here, guys. But, Christine, I'll let you get back to hosting the show. I'm here. And I'm going to run the switchboard, and I'm going to pretend like I'm not here. But did you guys tell them what happened, really?
No, we didn't. We wanted to wait till you got on. So.
Do you want me to explain what happened?
You might understand it a little better from you, because I'm like a wreck right now.
Okay, I will explain since
Let me just, before you explain, Christina, let me tell you, after getting on the phone with so many people trying to help them out with their tech issues, I totally understand how people get upset and frustrated. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so you guys are probably all wondering, hey, why is Christina, a.k.a. Freaky Mom, hosting the show? Well... Lightning decided to wreck Ron's phone line. He has internet, and you can't Skype call the show to host the show. So, he has his sound effects. Yes, Alan, I am taking calls. Ron is running the switchboard in his house, and I am in California hosting the show. So this is the best show ever. You'll want to tell your friends about it. It is being hosted in three different states. Anyway. So he has no phone usage, so that's why you're hearing me. And he will tell me when he's bringing one of you up. So if you want to call in and talk with us, you may.
The phone number is 347-237-5506.
Yes. So please call in, talk with us. We're going to talk about the.
Hey, you know what? We got our first caller already ready to go, and you know what? Let's bring them up because this is the Freaky Mama Show tonight.
Oh, thank you.
626. You're live on the Rad Reality Show or the Freaky Mama Show.
Welcome.
The Freaky Mama Show. Hey guys.
Hi, Rich.
Ron, what'd you do to your modem?
My modem's okay. It was my Vonage device. Lightning was a. Here, I'll show you. I'll play it again. Give me a second.
Hey, Ron, Vonage is cheap for a reason.
No, but you know what? I would love to use the regular phone line here for a reason, but it's the only one that will let me have unlimited phone calls to this voice system.
Well, I must say, it's awfully clear. I don't think I've heard the show so clear. It's nice and crisp.
Yeah, no, I kind of like this. So I might let Christina do this more often. And me, I like being on Skype. But, hey, are you watching Big Brother today? Can somebody fill me in? Is there a reason Brittany and Rachel was nice to each other? Was that true or was that a fake?
I was getting ready for the show, dear, so I can't explain it to you, but maybe Paul can or Rich can.
I can't.
Hey, Rich, okay. I saw a tweet that you might be going into some government meeting or something. What was that about?
No, I just got out of a city council meeting. I had to give a presentation on a camera system.
Okay. Well, somehow it came out in conversation between, I don't know who mentioned it to Rachel or Kathy or Kristen, that somebody was going around saying that Monet and or Brittany were saying that they were getting Kristen's vote, or Kristen said that she was going to vote to keep Monet in the house, and Rachel kind of wanted to get to the bottom of it because Kristen never said that. So Rachel goes outside and starts talking to Brittany and Monet, and things kind of started blowing up, and no, I didn't say that. Who would say that? Tell me who said that. And between Brittany and Rachel. And so.
Did you say blowing up?
He's our sound effect man.
And
who actually started it?
Rachel started telling Monet, you know, why she put her up, and she never talks to her, and she's got $10,000, and she should be happy to leave with $10,000. And they start arguing, and Monet finally says, "I'm leaving. You're lucky I'm walking into the house now." You know, it's like it was ready to explode. And then, of course, Brittany starts crying. And
okay.
Oh, my God.
Wait, you said explode?
No crying sound effect, huh?
No crying sound effect. I wish I had one.
I'll pinch my kid and get them to cry. There you go.
Hey, let's bring Deb up. I know Deb's on the phone line. And you guys, you can call in. Tonight, I don't care. Everyone call in. Let's have a party.
You just can't give me five people.
Deb, is that you?
Yes.
Hey, Deb.
Hey, Deb.
Deb,
hey.
Were you watching the feeds when this all happened too?
Oh, yeah. As soon as I saw where they were going to go confront Brittany and Monet, I think originally they were going to confront Brittany. That was the main one they were talking about. But as soon as I saw that in the feed updates, I turned on my feed. So, yeah.
We really don't know where it started from then.
I think from what I was reading, because Kathy was the one that was talking to people. I don't know. Kathy was kind of going back and forth, but I don't. You're right. I don't know who it really originated from, but I really think it was Kathy, because she was trying to talk to Monet. And of course, Monet had been going around the house telling everybody that she was gonna, that she was sure she was gonna be getting some votes and stuff, and saying whose votes and stuff. So, but yeah.
So is Matt leaving or is he staying?
They're still talking about it. They're Yeah, they're still going back and forth. Brendan is, for some reason, she's listening to Brendan again. And, well, Matt, and see the both sides of it. What am I hearing myself?
It might be me.
While, it would probably provide more drama if Matt gets voted out. I like Matt. I want him to stay. Monet is a piece of furniture, really, honestly, but, you know, right now. But and Matt getting rid of Matt would kind of, you know, create some more drama because that would kind of be the end of the brigade, even though Rachel doesn't know about that. But I don't know. There's, like I said, they're still going back and forth right now. They're going through the scenarios. Brendan's leaning more toward getting out Matt, and they're still both kind of wishy-washy on what they really want to do. I think the last update I saw was that Reagan wanted to have a house meeting because I think they went and because they wanted to bring Reagan in on it and get his opinion. So Toys Reagan said something about having like a house meeting or something. I don't know.
I see. I'm watching the feeds right now. I did turn them on because, and Reagan and Kathy and Rachel is all going downstairs. So I mean, interesting.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if the brigade started the rumor just to feel out Kristen because they didn't want to mess with Kristen because Hayden's kind of quiet ever since that HOH meeting.
And I'm not listening to the feeds, but I just looked at the just to see what was going on, and the three of them are making the march down the stairs, and no.
Well, let me tell you, Rachel and Brittany all of a sudden became the best of buddies up in the HOH before they had the outside lockdown. They're hugging. Rachel says you're the type I would be friends with on the outside. I know you're not, you know, this kind of a person. And so Brittany scored a major connection with Rachel. Rachel goes outside during the lockdown. They were sitting, Brendan and her were out in the hammock talking. And at one point they both said, you know, well, maybe it's best that we get, you know, Monet out and go after Matt next week. Matt is over at the pool table, and the look on his face is like terror. He really senses that he might be in trouble.
Oh, my gosh.
So then when the lockdown
this
is
getting
over,
good. There's a house meeting going on right now, too. So, sorry, Paul, to interrupt you. But it, I mean, we're kind of, you know, keep on going. But I just had to break in. And go tell your friends.
Because I'm the host, and I'm not listening to the feeds on purpose. So you guys will have to tell me what is being said, even though I can see what's being said.
But let's remember that Matt caused this himself because the dumbass offered to go up as a pawn.
Well, and here's the thing. He apparently is now going around doing his thing about saying, you know, this was blindsided. I can't believe that, you know, Rachel put me up in as a replacement, which was a total lie. And that's what Rachel wanted to avoid, them thinking that and giving Matt an excuse to come back and say, well, I'm putting you guys up because you made me a replacement. And he kind of did dig himself a little hole. And, of course, he goes around to these other people and says the same thing. And he's just playing too much right now, and he's getting into the somewhat Ronnie mode as far as talking to too many people.
Matt.
Right. Yeah, well, I give Rachel credit because as soon as Matt offered that and she agreed,
absolutely,
Rachel went around and told everybody about it. That way, if Matt does try to pull that, she's like, well, I already told him you volunteered as a pawn.
Yes, that was when I could see that Rachel had some smarts about how to play this game.
Right.
You know, the funny part is, it's funny. Paul, were you there when I said that? Or had you already left in our Skype conference before this? I said the same thing. Matt is making me think of Ronnie right now. You know, he's trying to be in an alliance, but he's also trying to
be a floater.
Yeah, be a floater and or not floater, but you know, try to cause some trouble, shit, and kind of going back and forth to two different alliances. Ben, we can't do that tonight. Sorry. So it's just unable to be done tonight.
What?
He asked me a private question that I just don't feel like typing. So
okay.
I interrupted. That worked. But anyways, getting back to our and I had to laugh at something that Mr. No Pants wrote. Oh, BB just in.
Yeah.
BB12 now has a pulse. I mean, it's so true. And
can I ask somebody? It would be hard for me to do this, to mute the show that we're on right now, but if anybody can listen to this house meeting and fill us in, and then maybe afterwards call the phone, because these are the kind of, it's just unfortunate the timing of this, because these are the kind of things we've all been waiting for in the feeds to see happen.
Yeah, I have a few people in room 15 saying they are turning down Rich and myself and all of us so they can hear the house meeting. So I'm like, oh, dang, you know.
Well,
yeah, and basically right now, Brittany, Rachel has asked Brittany to explain to the group about Matt.
Oh,
so,
that is perfect.
Yeah. And Matt is sitting right next to Brittany.
Okay, guys.
I like Rachel even more now. Instead of her saying, this is what I heard, she's saying, Brittany, you tell me what you told me, and that's perfect.
Get ready for this.
Rachel put it in Brittany's lap so that if she's lying, she's basically going to screw herself.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so Matt's talking now, so.
I can hear somebody's feeds.
That's
it's me.
Oh, okay.
That's cool. Keep them up. Keep them up running. And let's run this. This is breaking news. So
yeah, it really is.
Breaking news. There is a house.
I'm trying to get the feeds in the chat room. I'm trying to get the feeds in the chat room too, where you guys can see them. Especially if you guys don't know somebody that don't have the feeds, and they want
Matt is stumped right now. I think he's kind of at a pausing moment because he's. There's like nobody saying anything now.
It's kind of like he's going to backpedal. And I don't see Andrew anywhere in that living room.
Andrew, I tweeted this last night. Thank you, Deb. I actually did a 3-part tweet where I copied.
Oh, that's right. That's right. It's a special day.
Yep. And it's an Orthodox Jew. I don't know if it's appropriate to call it a holiday, but it's a religious day. And he has certain things that he has to do, and I appreciate that you sent us that, Deb.
You're going up, or if Andrew's getting put up, and did I say anything other?
Can y'all hear it?
I don't care.
Why,
what do you want to do?
I'll let it go.
Tell Brittany that you are pissed at us, that you are coming after me and Brendan, and that you want to seek your revenge, and that anyone that trusts me and Brendan are idiots.
I'm upset at the way that you have strong armed people in this game.
How did I strong-arm anyone?
I felt strong-armed. I felt that there was no need to go and say you need to do what vote how I need to tell you in this game because, I just don't think that's the right way to approach the situation.
It's kind of
different.
You're
the best.
Another
doer
under the
bus.
Matt
screwed himself.
Tour and all
oh,
the
I
other
told you. I thought, yeah.
Well, like, Arthur made bad things about me.
No.
Matt! You told Brittany, you told me that Matt said that he was, you specifically said to me, you said that he was telling you, Enzo and Lane, that he needed to get out me and Brendan, take us out, that he's pissed off at us. Why would you say that you're pissed off at us to them, Matt?
I'm pissed off I told you, I just explained myself.
But you said you're pissed because we put you up as a pawn. Now you're trying to twist this around.
No, I'm pissed at the way you handled the situation.
When we brought you up, when you came up to the room, we never even mentioned your name to you about ever using it as a pawn. When we were talking about Andrew, you said, I don't think it's a good idea. I think it's too risky. I think you should put me up as a pawn because no one will vote me out and they'll send Monet home.
Well, yeah, I told you. Of course I told you that. But, I mean, and there are other people in this house who I'm not going to call out by name, but they're sitting here and they know who they are, that can absolutely attest to the fact, and if they want to speak up, it's up to them, that
the reason I did this, and that I have admitted to that I volunteered myself, so this is not a shock to everyone in this room, as you may think, is because I felt strong-armed. You were trying to get me to vote for someone that I didn't want to vote for, and the best way I could get out of voting was just to not vote at all. And to not vote is to have me up on the block. That's it. And then you vote six votes. They're probably not all of them. There are other people on this couch that probably
are
sucking your balls, too. And
Matt.
If we want to bully people, we want to help this meeting.
Exactly.
We help this meeting clear the air.
I think you might help this meeting because
everybody in the house doesn't know what's going on.
No.
You've got to play both sides
Matt.
Of the cop, Matt. I'm not playing both sides. There are people that are that none of this is shocking to them in this house.
That you're playing both sides?
I know. I'm not playing both sides at all.
Matt, we called a house meeting so that everyone in this house knows what's going on. When you're playing a game like this, two people have to go on the block. Someone is going to go home every week. And it's not fair to have someone playing all these different games with all these different people. That's how I want to play the game. I'm not going to go lie to my friends and tell them one thing and tell someone else something else.
I mean, if...
Did you or did you not tell Brittany that you were shocked that we put you up, that you were... You thought that we were
idiots
and that you're coming right after us and you
want to
seek your revenge.
I didn't know you were first off.
Matt, you volunteered to be a pawn.
You told me, like, literally minutes before the veto, you know, like, within the hours before the veto, you told me you didn't know what you were doing. That's true.
Did you tell Enzo and Layton that you're shocked that we, did he tell you this? Is he playing you guys like he's playing Brittany?
I wonder what's going on. I don't know what's going on.
Did you say anything about Kristen's vote? Did I say something about Kristen's vote?
No, I didn't. To anybody, no. Ask anyone, but Kristen's name never came out of my mouth. Anyway, if it did and anyone says it, please speak up. It didn't happen.
So you want me to tell you what I think? I think that you want us to put you off. So we would, you feel like we owed you a favor.
I don't want to
run to the other side, tell them that how dare they put you up, and so that should you know somebody else over here get in power, that you can just run to the other side and join force and try to put us up and revenge.
If I wanted your favors at the time that even happened, you go, you said something effective like, you know, and you're safe next week. And my response was, oh, I don't care. That's exactly what it is. And Rayton was in the room for that. He said, I don't care. I didn't do it for any favors. I didn't ask for anything in return. Nothing like that.
And I just want to jump in because my interpretation of what Matt said about put me up is a little bit different. My interpretation of that is Matt wasn't sure that he would. If Matt has Andrew and Monet up, and he couldn't make you the promise that he would vote to evict Monet over Andrew, and instead he said, put me up as a pawn.
Yes.
That, to me, is more honest than it is.
But then why would he go to Brittany?
You were right there. Did you feel like we were bullying him into doing that?
I wouldn't use the word bully. It wasn't a situation like, so tell me your thoughts on the situation. It was like, this is what's going to happen. Do we have your vote for them?
But then why do you act to Brittany and go to Brittany and say that you want to seek your revenge?
Well, let's...
Did you tell Brittany that? Just say the fact.
If you think I'm trying to be sneaky, you two are certainly a target for me next week, and if anyone in the house thinks that you shouldn't be a target for them next week, they're either, you know, victims of your bullying, or they just have zero other strategy. No. It's not bullying, but, I mean, you went on a power trip this week, for sure.
How did I go on a power trip?
That whole thing upstairs was handled as poorly as it could possibly have been handled.
When Hayden was being evicted, Hayden made sure that she was going home.
You picked a group of people, you isolated them, and said, I need you to do what I need you to do.
That is not true. I can never went on
a power trip.
What a liar.
I asked their opinion on what they thought was right.
I mean, from what I've heard,
and
I
have...
I know there's, you know, I guess we can all raise our hands, but I don't want to do that, and you raise your mental. I believe you've told way more than the amount of people it would make for this to work, that they would be safe this week if you followed your rules or whatever.
That is not true at all.
I mean, I know you told it personally.
You volunteered to go up and spawn?
No,
yeah.
Before that, which is why I called bullies. So I was like, I'm volunteering myself. I don't want to vote. I didn't want to vote this week.
That's funny because I don't ever remember saying that you were safe before you ever volunteered to the pond.
You did. You said, we were both up there. You called us up and you said, don't do the thing. Here's what we're going to do. We're gonna, no matter, in fact, we said, no matter who we put up, you need
then
to.
Then why did you say that you want to go up as an anonymous pawn and you don't want anyone in the house to know?
Because. Who the fuck? Because. I mean, that's common sense. Of course.
That's common sense to go up. Is
yeah,
anyone in this house volunteer to be a pawn?
Yeah, who wants to be like an old volunteer pawn? It's crazy, right?
Who wants to volunteer as a pawn, period?
Someone who doesn't want to get bullied into voting a way that we're going to be told.
You got busted. You got. It's
no, busted. Nothing else. You caught, man.
Matt, you're playing both sides of the house.
I'm playing both sides of the house. I never even made a deal with you. You offered me safety, and I said, whatever.
You're playing everyone.
Volunteer yourself. We never.
Yeah, I did.
We never asked you why I volunteered myself because I didn't want to vote. Maybe that you guys were saying to vote. You never said that. You never said
right,
that because you didn't vote.
Did
you make because she had a $10,000 pawn on her back, so this would be the perfect week to be a pawn. I mean, that what went down.
I
told you my interpretation of things was that
he
wasn't going. And again, this is my interpretation of things that he couldn't tell them, yes, I'm going to vote to evict Monet when they were asking him if that's what he would do, that it, rather than lie, he offers to put himself up as a pawn. That is my interpretation of
that's
it.
That's fine, but the exact words were, if you want Monet to go home, then you need to put me up.
So if he doesn't want to vote her out, but he's willing to put himself up to make sure she goes home?
To make sure she goes home. How does that make sense?
Well, I mean, it is the truth. If you wanted Monet up, it wasn't going to happen. I would have voted out Andrew. I would have.
Did you say that?
No, because I'm not gonna lie about it. Because you guys were the way that you approached the situation was horrible.
Matt, you are playing everyone in this room, and you are trying
right.
to get out of it.
Okay, you think whatever you want to think about it. Everything I've spoken right now, I've spoken in front of you, and I've said the truth about it.
But actually, your exact words were, "If you want to get Monet out of this house, then use me as a pawn. But I would like to go up anonymously."
What I said, I don't believe those were my exact words.
Those were your exact words, Matt.
I did tell you that you weren't going
to
kill
me out. I don't want anyone to know.
I said that. Of course I didn't want anyone to know.
That I'm volunteering.
Who wants to be known to be a volunteer, to put yourself as a volunteer? It's stupid. Because it does arouse suspicions that were not even valid suspicions because the reason I wanted to go up is that I didn't want to vote this week. Well, if it's...
But the thing is, Matt, I'm the one that's not lying to anyone in here. I've been completely honest about everything. That I've said. I've not once lied to anyone. I've told everyone my intentions. I asked them if that was, I've asked them, I've said, listen, who do you, like, I mean, not, like, I can't even speak right now because I'm very flustered because I'm so upset with this, but I have asked, I've told everyone, I've been honest with everyone. I have talked to everyone individually. I asked everyone to come speak with me individually. You have to make decisions in this game, Matt, every week. Whoever's going to win HOH is going to have to make decisions. Now, you are the one who volunteered to be a pawn, and now you're telling Brittany that you're so mad at us, you're seeking your revenge, that anyone that would trust me and Brendan are idiots.
Yep.
That's not true, because I would trust me and Brendan over you any day.
It's foolish. No, it is, of course, it's stupid to keep a showman's alliance together and out, because you're always going to play second fiddle to them. There's no reason.
That's not true, because when someone has good character, integrity, and is here to play a fair game and to be with competitors, then that's what they're going to do. And that's what I want to do, and I've told everyone in this room that. I want to play a fair game. I want to play with integrity. I have a character. Like, I want to play this game fairly. I want to compete. And I think that you are the one that is lying to everyone.
I'm not sure where I've lied. I never told you. No one ever asked me, hey, did you go up, did you volunteer yourself to go up? And then I said, no, I mean, I don't know.
Saying to Brittany and trying to tell other people in this house?
But he didn't tell you he volunteered himself as a pawn.
Did you tell me that?
Yeah. No, I didn't volunteer that information, no.
Brittany, what did Matt say to you? Exactly.
I really, like, am hating this right now.
I told you I would go after them, right? And I would. And I think the best majority of people in this room probably would, too, if they have any sensibility. You guys are the closest alive pals right now.
This turned out to be, like, so different.
Yeah,
than
Deb, go ahead and cut it if you want.
Wait,
okay.
Yeah, I think we got the gist of it. And if someone moderated it, just... And if anything really violent happens... Yeah, so turn it down. Listen. Christina, take over the show.
Go ahead, Christina. It's yours.
Oh, thank you so much.
I can't believe she wants to play.
What, Rich?
I can't believe she wants to play a fair game with a two-headed H-O-H. Give me a break.
Yeah, I know.
wait. Hey, Rich, I just...
I love Rich.
It's been one-headed. I mean, I don't think Brandon has, or whatever his freaking name is, he hasn't...
Brenda.
Done, yeah, I mean, he hasn't done shit. It's been Rachel's H-O-H.
No, she's been listening to him today.
Yes, she has.
Paul. Yeah, I think you're gonna agree with me, so I'm gonna go let you.
Well,
let me just say this. Oh, go ahead.
Well, this is what I want to say. Rachel has actually been going back and forth. She did take over the HOH over Brendan. Basically, at one point, told him, this is her HOH, and basically, shut up, you're making bad decisions, Brendan. And she took it over, said what she wanted to do. After his crying incident the other night where he acted so childishly, she starts now to listen to him a little bit more, and now he is piping in. So it has turned to where she's trying to pay attention to what Brendan is telling her. So it's been going back and forth.
I think she speaks her own mind. You know what I mean? She's not one of those, what should I do?
Okay,
like,
well, let me.
She is, but yes, she does, what do I do? But you know what I'm saying.
Hey, at least she's not crying tonight.
Well, let me say this. The other day when they, now, as far as putting Matt up, that was really Kristen's idea. That was a whole group of them. They got together out in the backyard, and Kristen was, because she wanted to put Andrew up. Excuse me. She wanted to put Andrew up in Brittany's place, and Kristen was just adamant against not doing that. So, because she was afraid he would get it voted out. Just like Matt said, he would have voted Andrew out if he wasn't going on the block. The others would probably have done the same thing as well, voted Andrew out just to throw it against Rachel.
Deb, let me break in and ask you the time frame of this, because the first thing that I saw as far as Matt going up as a pawn was when he volunteered up in the HOH room. Did he volunteer after Kristen made that plea?
No, he volunteered before. He volunteered before, but she still wanted to put Andrew up. This was last night on the feeds. She still wanted to put, last night? Whenever it was, but it was after. I'm getting confused with my days. But it was after, because they had talked about how,
I forgot who
she was telling, but she was talking about how Matt volunteered, but he wanted to do it anonymously. She was telling somebody that. But they all had a little powwow in the backyard. I think it was last night, or it was before the POV ceremony, obviously, because Kristen was like, I don't want to put Andrew up. Andrew will get voted out. Rachel kept wanting to put Andrew up because she wanted to flush out both sides.
Why do you need to do that? You already know which side each person is on. That's stupid. It would have been a Howie move. I mean, come on. You know, and her person would have gone home.
1 second. We have people that seem like they want to call in. If you want to call in, please call in 347-237-5506. If you want to discuss all of this and what's happening and you're tired of hearing us talk about it, you may call in and give your opinion. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no, I was just saying that I don't think, you know, that she wanted to flush out the groups, and that would have been dumb because it would have been something that Howie did, you know, by putting your own person up, and they would have gone at Matt is right. Andrew would have gone out. You know, he wouldn't have voted to send Monet out. He would have voted along with other people to get Andrew out, and just as a slap in the face to Rachel.
Don't you think it would be a close vote if Andrew was up as a replacement and kind of expose where the house was?
But it didn't need to be exposed. Everybody knew where Brittany and Monet were really the only two that didn't really fully have like an alliance. But you think Brittany and Monet are not going to put Rachel and Brendan up? I mean, they never liked Rachel. So there was no need to expose any sides. I mean, that was just a dumb idea to begin with. So I don't know.
Totally dumb. I mean, it would have. But
she could have lost a member. She could have lost a member. That's why I say it would have been dumb.
That is a riff. You're right.
Right.
See, but hey, let me chime in here real quick. I mean, I think they still have four people that would have voted Andrew to stay in the house. So I mean, because I think he would have. It would have. I think Caden would have stood with Christina, and I think Kathy.
Kristen.
Yeah, sorry, Kristen. And I think Kathy would have voted, and then you had Brandon, you know, or Babyface. I'm gonna call him Babyface, and because those are the four. I think Caden. I think even though Caden is part of the brigade, I think his legions stays with Kristen, you know, don't yeah. He, I mean, I think he's the one that I think, and he would have pushed the brigade to keep Andrew in the house because of because I think Kristen is leaning towards Rachel and Babyface. What do you get? I mean, you understand what I'm trying to get at? You know, do you agree?
Yes, I get you. But I'm waiting to see, is anybody else going to call in and discuss? Come on, people.
Yeah, and I get what you're saying, too, but I think in the Big Brother house, anybody can flip, and it's just way too risky. The pawn thing rarely works. It has worked, but I don't
sometimes
know that it would have worked this time. You don't want to take that chance. Not this early in the game with the numbers, you don't want to take that chance. I think when James did it in BB6 when he was the pawn, it was a little further into the game and stuff, and of course that was a different situation, but he was a pawn and he didn't go home. But you know, it's just too risky. It's too risky to put up your own members. So and like Matt said, I mean, I agree with Matt. He would have voted out and anybody can flip in that house, and it's just too big of a risk. And that's why he told her, if you want Monet to go home, put me up, you know?
Yeah,
because that gave a better shot. If you wanted a guarantee that she was going home, put me up.
Yeah,
pawn doesn't always work, though. You know, we have Marcellus to prove that and Dustin to prove that, although Dustin had America's Player against him, but still, he was a pawn and he went.
Yeah, no, that's true. You know, the comment about the pawn always goes home is maybe a majority of, you know, I don't know what the percentages are, but it's really not true because we've watched how many people go up as pawns. How many times was Jordan a pawn last season? You know, she didn't go home.
Right.
You know what's so funny about it? I'm going to say it, then we're going to bring a call in. Michelle Costa, you know, you guys know. Monday. But she, right between that Matt is up as a pawn, she right away said, oh, let's get him out of the house, because she knew how pawns work. You know, when you have a pawn get kicked out, it's so dramatic, because, like, Dusty. How many people will never forget Dusty and his face?
Oh, what a classic look.
I mean, it was a classic. Priceless. Hey, let's bring up Peter, because I know that's who it is. And it's still cool. I still got the switchboard, even though Freaky Mama can hang up the phone anytime she wants and destroy our show.
I would not do that to you.
Yeah, you would. Right, Rich?
No, she wouldn't.
Shoot. Rich, you were supposed to go with me.
Well, hey, listen, Ron, wait a minute. Christina, Rich, you're just trying to make up for what you said in the chat room earlier, and I won't go into details, but I know.
No, I've known FM long enough to know that she wouldn't do it.
You're live with us.
I might Peter. Do it.
Say hello, Peter.
Good evening, you guys. First of all, it sounds like it's a sad day to not have live feeds, because I am not blessed with that. But first of all, I have a couple things.
Hey, wait, Peter. You can buy them at theradrealityshow.com.
Hey, Peter, this is the first time I've heard you call in. Where are you from? What state?
Well, I am from Phoenix, Arizona. I actually was – I called in a lot last season, but life was happening this year because I graduated high school and all that, so I kind of, you know, lost – contact with the show for a while. Last time I talked was when Candace got voted out of Survivor, so it's been a while, but it's good to be back here. First of all, thought I would say I can't even explain how happy I am for Brittany, because I'm rooting for her this year, and she got the veto, and I thought she was dead in the water. I didn't think she was capable of pulling out a veto.
Wait, you like Brittany?
Yes, I do.
You have to watch the live. How many up here that watch the live? I know we all watch the live feeds. Who here up here that watches the live feeds likes Brittany?
No, but
not
I love
me.
Her drama.
I'm sorry, Peter. I really do not like Brittany. Oh,
yeah,
Brittany, I just want to stab myself in the fork.
Yeah, Brittany has insulted half the cast of Big Brother and doesn't know shit about Big Brother. Peter, you really need to go read some updates on it, because
well,
she's a great television.
Let me take the crap off of Peter, because I can understand with the limited access that you have how you would like her character on the show. But in the feeds, she is a very mean, hateful person. The way to become friends with Brittany is to talk crap, personal crap about other people.
May I say this and interrupt you, Paul? Yeah, you have to jump on the Brittany, let's bag on everybody train. But can I say this just to spice it up a little bit? If there was a fight between me and Brittany, I think I could take her down and knock her unconscious.
So, Peter, here let me ask Peter this question.
Like 100 pounds. I think anyone could, but that's beside the point.
Peter, do you like Brittany? Why do you like Brittany out of the three shows, the shows that we've seen? What made you really think Brittany is awesome? I mean, is there a reason you like her?
Well, here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say this slowly, because I have to get you guys to understand first. I've always picked a blonde, but I'm going to say why. First of all, when I first started watching reality TV, I was like 8 years old, so you have to understand. And the first reality show I watched was Big Brother 3. And at the time, I was 8.5 years old. So I saw Amy and was like, she's the prettiest one. I'll root for her. And I just kind of kept that tradition going for no particular reason. And
if you love Amy,
not anything.
Hey, Peter.
I stick to them. And I usually, by the end of the season, I'm like, I made a good choice because they ended up being my favorite. And that's been the case every time but once. So, and in every single show I've watched, that's been the case every time but once. So you can't judge it too much. But anyway, I think that Brittany is a bit of a snappy person, and I also think that she has to she has to play a little bit better of a social game. I'm going to criticize her on that. She just can't keep, you know, talking the way she does. I mean, she's playing a kind of a shady game, too. I mean, she said she'll say anything to stay in the house. Well, that's not the way to stay in the house at the beginning of the game. But I also wanted to weigh in on the Matt situation that I just heard about, too. Matt, in my opinion, that was a dumb move on the Mensa member there. you don't ever volunteer to put yourself up on the block for one simple reason. You never know what's going to happen in the game. And if he goes home, I think it's well warranted. But I have plenty I could talk about with you guys, but I thought I would just get my main things out there because it was hard enough getting all that out before getting jumped on by three people. But I thought I'd just get that all out in the air.
Actually, there's five people, but...
Hey, Peter, I think you talked slowly enough for me to understand if that's what you meant.
No, I meant, what I meant was that I said I liked Britney, and all of a sudden it was four people. What? You like Britney? And I had to kind of retrace my steps and say everything. So I wanted to get all of what I just got out before I got stopped.
Peter. Let me just tell you this. It's more of we are feed watchers. You are not. And so it was interesting to hear your perspective from just watching the CBS show.
Right.
Because when we're feed watchers, as you know, when you were a feed watcher, you have a little more insight to the people than what you see on the CBS show. So the editing and whatever you've seen so far is what you're basing this on. We can understand that.
And
right. Well, thank you for understanding there. But you know, I heard some laughs when I said the whole the pretty face thing. Now, again, I asked not to judge. I made that decision when I was 8 and a half, and I guess the tradition just kind of stuck. It's one of those stupid things. So that was the main reason. I always pick a preseason favorite based off of that for the sole reason that that's how I started it, and I like to stick to things I start with. So that's just kind of how it's gone. It hasn't done me too well, though, when it comes to winners. Out of the numerous seasons of TV shows I've watched, I've had two winners.
Well, let me pipe in. I don't like Britney, but she is, from a guy's point of view.
Hey, can't wait. Can I break in for a second? What made Matt just leave the room?
What made who?
Did Matt leave the room just because?
Well, it's over. The meeting is kind of over. So
he just left.
We're watching the feeds, and apparently in the house meeting, Matt just got up and left. That's why Ron was asking.
Well, Lane and Brendan had already left. I mean, it was over anyway. Hayden and Lane and Brendan had already gotten up, you know, and so it was pretty much over anyway. It's not like he just stormed out or anything like that.
Hey, Peter. Well, the one thing I wanted to talk to Peter about, and Peter, you mentioned Amy, you know, your new love interest, Brittany, you know, your favorite Brittany, she doesn't even know what season Amy was on, so you might like to maybe rethink that one, too, because of that reason, too. I mean, Amy's in season one, right? I mean, oh, wait, is it season one or is it season three?
I started watching season three, and again, I was 8 and a half when I started watching reality TV, so you have to, my judgment is still a bit clouded on that, but at the same time, you know, one, I started watching Big Brother when I was 8 and a half, and two, I am now a single 17-year-old male, so got to put a little bit in perspective
totally understand where you're coming from, Peter.
I
hope you can also, and I have to deal with this, too, about different opinions that people have. I hope you don't take it personally because we have a different opinion.
No, everyone has a right to their opinion. There's a reason, one, that this is America, and the reason, two, that we all were born with a well-functioning brain, or at least because we are supposed to have our own opinions. If everyone had our own opinions, life would be boring.
Boring!
And hence this show.
Can I jump in?
No.
You
think you're the host of the show tonight?
Make it quicker, woman.
I just wanted to know if Peter has anything more to say before we let him go. And I just want to say I appreciate you calling in and giving us your opinion because, you know, every opinion counts.
That's right.
Well, I do have one last thing to say, and that is although I am cheering on Britney this season, I'm going to be totally honest with you guys. I'm not too optimistic about this one. Usually I'm pretty optimistic about my choices. I'd be shocked if this one made the jury. She just, as you guys have said, the house doesn't like her. She talks way too much smack. And also, I mean, let's be honest, she's probably, in my opinion, as from what I've seen from TV alone, in terms of the gameplay perspective, she's the worst favorite I've picked since I picked Holly in BB5, and that was horrible.
I have to give you one last bit of information. Brittany's been very emotional the last few days. She actually has said to a few of the house guests, that she doesn't want to make the jury because she wants to be able to get home. If she gets kicked out, she wants to go home to her fiance, and you know that's the death knell when you express that. So.
Oh yeah,
oh,
I
that's
mean,
smart. Yeah,
that's why I said I'm not talking about this one.
And she wants to go hide from Ronnie because Ronnie's about ready to go kick her ass anyway.
I would agree.
Hey,
so,
Peter,
thank you for calling in.
Make it a regular visit to us, okay?
I will try. It's just been a kind of a busy couple of months in life because I just graduated high school in May, so it's time to finally like get back to being in the reality and like all that.
Congratulations. Good job.
Thank you for calling in, Peter. I'll help.
Have a good
day,
guys.
Ron, I have something.
Wait,
Ron.
I gotta say one joke. Let me just play one joke and then I'll go to you, Rich. Hey, you know, I'm watching the feeds with no volume. We should do like record a feed and like do like a Mystery Science Theater with
voiceover.
Yeah, wouldn't that be kind of fun?
Because
I was just because Matt was just like doing this funny thing, and I was just laughing. But Rich gets to go before you because Rich says so. I mean,
okay, I have a quick thing. Okay. So Paul and Ron don't like Brittany. Did you like Janie in her season, Janelle?
No,
oh my God.
I like.
Okay, what is the difference between the bashing that Janelle did and the bashing that Brittany is doing? What is the difference that it was okay with Janelle, but it's not okay with Brittany?
Right, let me try to recall back then. And the first thing that pops into my head is. The other side of the house in Janelle's season, they were all pretty nasty and evil in my mind, you know, the nerd herd. And I didn't like them so much that I was enjoying her saying things about them. So, yeah, that's a little bit of hypocrisy if you want to call
it
that.
The thing I don't like about Brittany is not her bashing of these guys in the house. I don't like the bashing of the people that already played the game. I believe in this. I believe the past house guests should be reverenced if they've not done something stupid. And it's okay to make fun of their stupidity, but she's bashed them just to be – she's bashed Jordan, and she's just being – she's – what is – it was – she's kind of like the – I don't like cat women type deal. Catty women, she's just been a really catty woman, you know?
And
I really don't hate her. I mean, I love Brittany's like my Natalie this season. It's like Natalie I couldn't stand last season. But I mean, actually tonight a little bit watching the feeds, she was starting to win me over a little bit. I made it very obvious. So I don't know.
Janelle was not quite as nasty as Brittany has gotten. I mean,
what I like about Janelle is Janelle went right to their face and told them. She didn't do it behind their back.
Right. Exactly.
And I use the same point with Rachel too. Lots of people hate Rachel because I've heard things like horror, how she dresses. And you look at some of these people in the past that are fan favorites, like Jordan and Janelle, they really weren't they showed their boobies as much as, you know, other people, as Rachel has, you know. So for them to say, you know, Rachel is a whore just because she wears tight clothes, I mean, there's been so many fan favorites, and I mentioned this last night, and it's kind of rude to call somebody a whore just because of how
right.
they look, you know?
Right.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know, and Janelle is, like I said, I love Janelle and Jordan, but, I mean, come on. I mean, Jordan showed her tits more than anybody. And I know people said it's because she didn't know, but she knows. She knew people were watching the feeds. You cover yourself.
Just to break in here, they're still going. Well, actually, Rachel just walked off now. But Rachel and Matt were still kind of going at it. And I'm sorry, but this is going to end up biting Brendan and Rachel right in the ass. I'm sorry,
really?
But that's just the way it is. Because they can't
at home.
It, right, which I don't think they will. Because the house still does not like Brendan and Rachel. You know, they're trying to make this thing, Brendan and Rachel are trying to make this thing like, or Rachel, well, yeah, they both are, about how Matt is trying to pit the house against them. I mean, they said that. And it's like, no, honey, the house was already against you. You know, all Matt is doing is telling the truth as far as you've got a showmance here, you know, and Matt even made the comment, you know, the fact that you're sitting here talking about we, us, who's the HOH, you know, so, and he's right. And then Brendan makes this dumbass remark about how when he gets HOH, Matt's gone. Okay, well, he can't control who leaves the house. You know, I mean, come on. These people, Brendan just gets on my nerves. And I honestly think this was a big mistake to keep going on and on with this meeting. That was just dumb.
Well, let me say this as far as the meeting going on and on. This is probably a lot of built up, you know, emotions that this is feeling good for people to get it out, and it will go on and on more than it should. The other thing I have a question is, if Monet does go home, do you think Brittany's social game will improve?
Probably not with Rachel and Brendan. I mean, she'll still, you know, no matter what Brittany says and how lovey she was with Rachel,
I know about as far as her targets might be, but what I'm saying is maybe she won't be talking as much smack as she is, and she will not be the hated person that she seems to be right now, because Monet kind of gives her a way to, you know, they feed off each other's nasty comments. Now, if Brittany doesn't have somebody to feed off with nasty comments, she might tone it down and may get a little bit further in the game.
Yeah, that's true. And then after this meeting tonight, you know, because she was kind of like, I'm so done with this. I'm sorry we even got into this and all of this. So I think she may tone it down to where this doesn't happen again. You know, she's been talking all night about how, you know, when she was doing her crying and all that stuff, about how she doesn't like drama and she doesn't like confrontation, which I don't really buy that completely. But, you know, it may be why she prefers to bash people behind their back and not to their face, because she doesn't want to confront them. So I don't know. But I see what you're saying, Paul. Yeah, she probably will, because she'll have to, because she won't want another scene like this and have it be maybe on her next time, you know, so...
Okay, guys.
This is wild.
We are going to close the show only an hour show tonight because Christina has young kids that she probably has to put to bed.
And
I'll probably go over a few more minutes,
Ron.
Yeah, I was just going to say, but I do want to make a couple of quick announcements while I hit the IE button and then I lost it. But what I was going to say is Thursday we'll have the... Thursday, I will either teach Paul how to host the show if my Vonage device don't get in, or we'll figure out something, and we'll have the show Thursday at 9 p.m. 9 p.m. Eastern time. Am I right, Deb? I'm glad you caught me tonight. Yeah, 9 p.m. Right? It's 9 p.m.
Yeah.
My head is so, guys. I've had a long day. I'm going to talk real quick and say thank you for everyone who's been involved in my life in the past couple, you know, like I said yesterday, I want to say thank you to the Salvation Army again. Make sure you guys donate to the Salvation Army if you guys get a chance. They do help people even not just during Christmas time, so they need donations all throughout the whole year. Tonight, you know, the show's been great, actually. It was the first time we ever had a live feed. Deb, thanks for that. I do want you to make sure, and Ben, you're in the chat room, so don't go yet, because if you go, that means you ain't going to be able to put your link in for your girl. Don't forget to vote for Ben.
Carissa.
Carissa, yeah, thank you. Don't forget to vote for Carissa. We'll be getting some stuff on that in a second. I just have to load it up. We will
talk a little bit more. The other thing is, tomorrow night, Wednesday, is the BB Hour with Nikki, and you need to get in your your bids for Cowboy.
Can I please? I'm going to put out a plea. Please put in a bid for Cowboy. Get it up so he will wear a dress and a little.
Yeah, just $500. $500. You need.
Don't we want? Isn't it Ellen that's going to wear a dress? If
yes,
it gets up to $750. And
stop at $1,000.
$1,000. No. I'm going to keep it. Remember, I'm the phone line lady. I want it to get up to $1,000 because I want Rich to take pictures of Ron in a dress. Since I can't go.
And so, I will make sure. Hey, you know, Patrick's calling in real quick. Can we take Patrick's call, though, in a second?
Let's take Patrick's call. Let's lighten the phone load a little bit.
Okay, but wait. What I was going to say is, so go ahead. I think you got till 1 in the morning, too. So what else was going to say is, I think tomorrow night's Ronnie. It's Ronnie tomorrow night. So make sure you go bid on Ronnie, too. I wonder what Ronnie's going to do to get people to call in.
I like the dress idea more and more.
Ronnie can wear his whatever his costume was in the
Maybe Ronnie will give a dollar, or maybe Ronnie will tell everyone to vote or bid on him, and then or something like, you know, I don't know. So let's bring Patrick up real quick. Patrick, I know
what's
you
that?
Have something big on your mind.
Okay, I don't know if you guys are talking about charity right now or the drama, because I had it on mute during the whole drama thing so I could hear what are you talking about?
All right, Patrick.
We're talking about how Rachel is the greatest thing since
No.
Patrick, no, we're not. We're never like not talking about that.
Patrick, we actually, due to Deb, she put her phone next to the live feeds so we could listen to the House meeting. So we were listening to that for a while. We then commented on it, and Ron has just been kind of closing the show up with a few of the charity things. So you're not out of place. Go ahead and tell us what you're thinking.
Okay. I am kind of with Ron, but, like, with the actual logical reason, not just because she has big boobs and she's hot. So
me too. I agree.
So, like, I am actually, like, really mad right now because I get, like, emotionally attached to these people. And I, like, love Rachel and Brendan. And Matt is lying. Matt is so lying. He did volunteer, and I, like, was watching it on live feeds, and I am going to search for it and make a YouTube to show everyone that Matt is lying. But he did tell Rachel ensure that Monet goes home. And it just makes me so mad because Rachel and Brendan, they really are loyal. They really are, like, good people, and I know that Big Brother is all about backstabbing and stuff, but, like, it just makes me so mad that Matt is going to stay, and then everyone is going to target Rachel and Brendan because I love them.
He admitted that he told them to put him up. I mean, it's not like he's sitting there saying, No, I didn't tell you that. He did. When he was confronted about it, he said it, and they went through this whole thing in their meeting about it. Now she was trying to. Now, if you want to talk about lying, during the meeting, while you know the show was going on, I was listening to it. Rachel was trying to say he practically begged her to put him up. That is a flat-out lie. And then she tried to make it sound like he did it many times, said, put me up. He only did it the one time. So, from what we saw, he only did it the one time. I'll qualify that. But the fact that she was trying to turn around and say that he was begging her, please, give me a break. Who would beg?
Yeah. I would have to say that people's choice of words sometimes are wrong, as you've heard me talk about that before, and I would not categorize it as begging either. But, Patrick, did you see the look on Matt's face or his whole demeanor at the beginning of that House meeting? He looked like he thought, oh, God, I'm going to have to really talk my way out of this one.
Yeah, he looked like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And he did a good job, too, though, because he sat there and he took everything they gave. He didn't get real nervous or anything like that. He gave as good as he got back. So I love Matt. I think, honestly, just like I said before, I think that this whole meeting thing is going to end up biting Rachel and Brendan in the ass because they just kept it going and going and going. And they're the ones causing, really, they're the ones creating this drama by putting this meeting out here. If you want to confront somebody, fine, but to keep it going and going and going, I mean, it's going to work against them.
Zach in the chat room said that Matt did it, from what he saw, Zach saw in the feeds, Matt did have about four or five conversations of saying that he wanted to be put up. But regardless of how it went down, this is finally kind of what we've all been waiting for today, for this season to maybe heat up a little bit.
And
it started in the backyard when Rachel, you know, confronted Brittany and Monet, and this I hope it continues. But like Ronnie said in a tweet, he was watching the House meeting, and he said, you know, in our season, we would not have all just been sitting around. We would have been out of our chairs, so to speak, and bending each other's faces. So,
well, and you know what? I'm gonna jump in. When I saw that, I was like, you know, I don't really like the in the face, getting close and personal, because I think to me that looks over dramatized.
Can I say something real quick too?
Go for it.
You know, I know what you're gonna say a little bit, but I want to say this before I forget it. And then I won't probably say much after this. We're talking about how Ronnie said, you know, he would have been in their face. The one thing I noticed about this cast, I think they're a little more level-headed. They're not hotheads.
That's true.
I think they're a little bit. I don't think they're these people that will. I think they will cry. I think they're more emotional. Brittany seems like she's a crier. Brunel, or whatever his name is, he cries a lot. He's an emotional guy, and I have no problem because I'm an emotional guy too. Monet doesn't seem like she's one of these. You know, we thought she's gonna be like the Shima type of person, but I don't think she's a Shima type of person at all. Kathy, I think she's a cop, but you know, she's soft hearted.
Kathy is a cockwalker. Thank you very much.
But I totally, Ron, you brought up such a good point that you're right. I think most of these people are able, at least at this point, to keep themselves under control. And so we won't see that kind of, you know, confrontation that we saw last year. But this is still good. I mean, we don't need that same kind of confrontation, but... So, Patrick, anything else you were thinking of that you want to get off your chest, so to speak?
Okay, you are pointing out some things that Rachel is lying about, but I think that Rachel is more exaggerating. But, like, yeah, she might be doing it, like, self-consciously, thinking, like, okay, I'm going to lie to make Matt look bad. But I think it was more of exaggerating, not necessarily her, like, oh, my God, let me think of this lie to make him look bad. But Matt did self-consciously lie when he said, Monet, I never did it to get you out, when Monet had that emotional, like, that was shitty. He told Rachel, I was watching it on live feeds, he said, if I go up, Monet will go home. And she's like, yes, everyone likes you in the house. And he's like, well, then that's the plan. He knew that that was the plan. He didn't do it because he didn't want to have to choose. And maybe that was part of it, but he also did it to ensure Monet leaving, to make it easy for Rachel and Brendan so that Rachel and Brendan like him.
And Patrick, he flat out in that house meeting said he never said that about Monet?
Yeah, he flat out said that. He said, no, I never did it to ensure Monet would go home. And then he's like, well.
Thanks, Patrick.
No, that's not right, because he did say, he may have said it. I don't remember at that point, but what point he said that. But he did say in that meeting, he said, yeah, I told you. Because if Andrew went up, I was going to vote Andrew out. So I was telling you, if you put Monet up, you need to put me up if you want to make sure she goes out. So he did admit that he did that.
Okay.
So, I mean, there may have been one point where he, you know, said, like Patrick said, but he did say, you know, yeah, the reason I told you that was because I would have voted for Andrew, and several other people would have voted for Andrew too. So, you know, he wasn't lying.
He kind of was though, because Monet like asked him, like, did you know about this? And he kept saying no. And he obviously did, if they had this conversation before.
someone's a liar, you know, they're going to lie in the house. So that's,
hey,
you know,
they're all liars.
In the chat room,
yeah, I was going to say that about what
Mr. No Pants was saying, that Brendan was calling Matt Ronnie over and over again. Is that true, guys?
Right.
Are you hearing
that? Yeah, it was at the end.
Hey,
it
I
was
know
right
Ron
after... Right after Brendan was telling him, or right during the conversation where he was telling Matt, yeah, well, when I get HOH, you're going home. You're wrong, you know, and then he, I forgot the exact verbiage, but he said, you got caught, man. You got caught. You're Ronnie, you know, and, but he's an idiot because he can't guarantee anything.
Okay, guys.
So
hey, I know Ron wants to kind of wrap up the show, so, I mean,
yeah.
I love this talk, and I'm loving that we're getting to this point.
I'm just laughing at you guys. He is so funny.
See, I get passionate. I get passionate like Patrick does.
Hey, and I just want to say, if he's still on the phone, thanks for coming in on the phone and supporting Rich.
Oh, I will tell you guys, and I was trying to. Rich got dropped when he went over the hill to his house. So,
okay.
So he is not on the phone lines anymore. Hasn't been for the last 10 or more minutes.
I said that once or twice.
I missed it.
And people should pay more attention. I'm just joking. But
you pay attention to me, the host and the hostie. Yeah, there you go. Bomb.
Okay, Ron, who shows us?
It's mine.
No
it's my show. No, I'm just kidding.
Christina.
Okay, one thing. Cassie is not Brittany's mom. People are talking about that in the chat.
Oh, I know. You pointed that out early on, I remember, when the season first started. And
I'm 150% sure of that.
I'm 250%.
I totally agree with you.
Thanks, Patrick.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
there's no way.
Yeah. And Christina, since you have the reins over there,
yes,
you
thank
something?
You very much. And no, Boom Boom, it is not Al Golden's show.
It can't be Al's show. He's not even here.
He left.
Where did he go to?
He left at the very beginning, close to the beginning of the show, right after the show started.
He
was
in, but he's not in.
So he can't have a show if he's not here.
That's right. I agree.
I want to share some of my opinions for a few minutes before, you know, we close this out and go bye-bye. I what the couple highlights.
Sorry.
See, that's the problem with me hosting the show and not having the switchboard is that there's a little boy that plays with sounds. Well, you're talking, and you don't know what's going to happen. Isn't that great? No, I'm just saying, couple things I love today. I love stupid stuff. That a couple people were saying that they got enough eye rolls from Brittany today.
Yeah, I saw that. Go ahead.
I liked that. It's just like, okay, it's like, for me, I had seen enough, and I was annoyed with it. I was glad they all pointed it out, and I wanted to say, yeah, because her eyes are just going to roll up into the back of her head and keep rolling on out, you know, with all her eye rolls. I think she blames her attitude on the lack of food. You know, okay, I'm sorry. Was everybody on Slop going to get that opportunity? Sorry, I suck this week. I'm on Slop. That's why I'm a little witchy. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, okay, no, that
yep.
is not a choice. That is not an excuse. That's yourself.
Yep.
So that is my thought.
Well, thanks for taking your time out from being a mom and taking care of us kids.
You know, I love my internet children. even though a couple of you are older than me, I've had a good time, and I was glad to be able to do this for Ron this evening, because, you know.
Yeah, thank you. And you know what? Let's play this real quick.
Hey, how about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Sure.
Hawaiian punch. Wasn't that a refreshing commercial?
Sorry.
Okay. Everybody go make yourself some Hawaiian punch.
You going to say goodnight?
I am going to say goodnight. I'm going to say goodnight to everybody in the chat. I could call you all by name, kind of like they did on Romper Room, but I'm not going to do that.
I see Peter and Ben and Patrick and Deb. I see Paul and Christina and Della and Ron.
Okay, I'm going to say this really quick.
No, wait, Thursday will be another day. We missed your No Pants and that person with the weird name. And then there is Peter there. Come back Thursday at 9. Zach might be here this time and talk a little more in the chat room.
Yes, come back Thursday at 9 at Eastern time for everybody else and 6 o'clock for those on my coast. And I hope you all have a good chat with Cowboy and Ron and whoever, and I thank you for letting me host the show, and this was fun, and I want to tell everybody good night. You
thanks
all have a good...
I have a quick question.
What's your
who is talking? Because I don't know the voices that well.
I am Freaky Mom. That is me. My name is Christina. You friended me on Facebook.
Okay, I would thought so, but I wasn't sure if it was you.
And my name is Zach, and I'm from Alaska.
Ron, you know Paul, you know Deb.
Yeah, I know. I just didn't know the female voices. There was another one too that I didn't
know. It was Deb Cakes.
Oh, okay.
And so
there was only two females.
Whoever came in late.
And then they're Rich. Was up here.
Yeah, Rich, Pepsi Rich. For all those who don't know,
and don't
who I
forget
was,
to donate at theredrealityshow.com.
Yes, please.
And
buy
you
lots
can,
of tickets.
By donating now, you get tickets to enter into a new drawing. And this month's drawing, I've not really gave a prize announced yet, but if you donate, you automatically get put in a drawing. And next month, we will draw again.
A picture of me. I'm just kidding.
We'll probably do Shima, maybe, his autograph. I don't know. I got a Shima autograph.
Yeah, I'm better than Shima, aren't I?
Don't say that out loud.
I'm teasing everybody.
Patrick's online, and he will dispute that one.
And when you guys are all like, oh, I like how people aren't in each other's faces, I, like, really miss Shima.
No,
yeah, I do, too, actually.
I was just saying that, you know, my autograph is fun.
So thank you guys. Have a good
one.
Thanks, Christina. Tonight it was. I'm on Skype. Do I get to say goodbye? Oh wait. Here, let me. I'm hanging up. Bye.
Bye, Ron. See, okay, now Ron has hung up, and I.